Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Well, folks, it is Thursday.
Thrifty Thursday.
Thankful Thursday.
Yep.
It is the Passover Thursday.
Yeah, it's the day before Good Friday.
And we're in the middle of an awesome message right now called the Resurrection and the Life.
Yes, we are. We've got such a good friend here at the church, Ken Gobb.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. He wrote this book called God's Got Your Number.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever read the book or not.
I've read some of his books, but I've never read that one.
It's like his, I think it's his best one. It's his kind of his story of how he got saved.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember absolutely everything about it, but I'll just give you the big picture of it. Essentially, he was walking down the street and this payphone started ringing. And this person called him.
What in the world?
Yeah. And it led to his salvation. But this person didn't know he was going to be there, and he didn't know this person was going to call. And this random payphone's ringing, and he answered it.
That's insane.
Yeah, you should read the book. It's called God's Got Your Number.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to read it.
It's an unbelievable story. I wish I remembered every little detail of it, but I just wanted to tease it out there.
Yeah.
And Pastor Tim's going to preach today about how God knows your name.
He knows your name.
Now listen, God does know your name.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the easiest thing he could ever do is know your name.
Right.
And so the Bible actually says that God knows how many hairs are on your head, that has them numbered.
That's insane. I don't even know how many hairs are in my head.
Absolutely not. It'd be ridiculous to even count them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And impossible, too. So and he's got every star has a name.
Yeah, man.
Apparently, if you look up into the night sky, you can see about 5,000 stars.
Okay.
Is what I've been told. If that's correct, you guys can correct me right now. You can yell at your radio dial or however you're listening to this if I'm wrong about that. But we can see thousands.
Yeah.
But there obviously are more.
There's way more than we can see.
And God's got them all named. He knows them all by name.
That's insane.
And they're better names than what we've come up with. You ever seen the names of some of those stars? They're just like random numbers and letters sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Like we've come up with terrible names. Like he's got good names. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's got everything all memorized. God knows who you are. So when you give your life to him, you realize he knows you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the powerful moments of salvation.
Come on. That's so good.
Let's get to the message.
Let's do it.
But I do believe he called him by name. Do you believe that God knows you by name? Oh, he knows you by name. He knows your heart, your burden, your sorrow, your tears, your struggles, your bondages, your habits, the darkness, the tomb that you are in, your loneliness and despair. He knows all that. He knows you by name, and he's calling to you, calling you by name. Mary heard the voice of the Lord and came quickly. Lazarus is dead. How can a dead man hear? A dead man can hear by the power of Almighty God. Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his feet was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. I want you to know that Jesus is not happy with you walking around like this. Man, we got all kinds of movies and TV shows about the zombie apocalypse. Dead men walking, right? Dead men walking. And I want you to know before you met Jesus, you are dead in your trespasses and sins. You might be walking about, but you're like a dead man walking. But I want you to know that God has something greater than that for you. He wants you to be loosed, delivered, set free, walking in liberty, experiencing the great power of God. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Amen. Are you in a dark and lonely place? Lazarus was. Does your life stink? Lazarus is dead. Are you bound, wrapped in grave clothes? Lazarus was. Addictions, habits, bondages, wounds, hurts, bitterness? Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready to come up out of your tomb? Jesus has the power, resurrection power, to lift you, save you, redeem you, do a miracle, set you free, make all the difference in the world. Jesus can remove the stone of impossibilities in your life. He can command you to come forth or to rise up. He can loose you and set you free. He can bring dead things to life. He can bring dead things to life. Some people say, man, my marriage is so dead, there's no hope. Man, my relationship is so broken, there's no hope. Man, that habit is so strong, there's no hope. Man, that sickness is so terminal, there's no hope. Man, there's no hope for my business. There's no hope for my bankruptcy. There's no hope for my loneliness. It will always be this way. He brings dead things to life. He's a living hope. Somebody say amen to that. If you're in a dark place, a hopeless place, a bound place, a dead place, a lonely place, a stinking place, God has an answer for you today. How many believers do we have in the house? How many believers do we have in the house? I want you, and I started this in my introduction, I wanted you to get ready, to get ready, to get ready, to believe God, to believe God, to believe God, to believe God. You know, God is drawn to faith. God is drawn to faith. He inhabits our praises. So if you start praising the Lord, man, God is attracted or drawn to that praise. But he also is drawn to faith, to people that will choose to believe him, right? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You need to believe God, to exercise your faith, to make a draw on the power of God today. I believe that God can meet you right where you're at. That God could do something where you will get up out of your tomb and walk in resurrection power, life-giving power, the changing power of Jesus Christ. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead can dwell in you and quicken you. That word quicken means make you alive, spiritually alive to God. You can leave here free from your bondages, free from your habits, set free from loneliness, isolation, and despair, and discouragement and depression. He brings dead things to life. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord, all right? Let's get ready. Let's get ready. If you're here today and you would say, Pastor Tim, that is me. I feel like I am in a cave or in a tomb, and I need the power of God to come into my life. Man, if that is you, just raise your hand. Raise your hand, 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 raise your hand. Yes, thank you, thank you. Just lift up your hand. If you need the power of God, the power of God to come into your life, raise your hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, lift up your hand. I'm talking to believers and maybe those that aren't believers here today. You're just here and you need God, a miracle from Almighty God, the power of God. Raise that hand, raise that hand. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord, yes. Amen, 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 amen. Those of you that have raised your hand, just stand right where you're at. Just stand right where you're at. If you raised your hand, just stand right where you're at. That's right. Be bold. Lazarus had to come forth. He had to stand up. He's laying down. He had to stand up. Just stand right where you're at, right where you're at, right where you're at. We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God. You're hearing the voice of the Lord. It's not too late to stand up. If you need that resurrection power, stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up, just stand up, rise up, rise up with faith, believe God, believe God, believe God, believe God, rise up, rise up. People are still standing, still standing. Holy Spirit, quicken them, hear the voice of Jesus. Remember, Mary ran quickly, she ran quickly, respond by faith. Come on, stand up. If you need that resurrection power right now, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. All right, I'm going to pray a prayer of faith. And I'm going to ask that that resurrection power just come upon you right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name.
I think that sometimes when we begin to think about Jesus and the resurrection, and we think about all the amazing things that he did while he was here on earth and the miracles he did and coming back to life, we can begin to feel like our situations are really too small to bother God with sometimes.
Silly.
Yeah, almost silly. Like, I don't need to pray about this.
Yeah.
God doesn't really need to care about this specific thing going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is, we might even think, this is too small to even talk to God about, to ask God for some help with. But that thought is silly.
It's a bad thought.
I would even say that thought is ridiculous. Because we just talked about, this whole message was, God knows your name.
Yeah.
He cares about you as an individual. And because God cares so much about you as an individual, every request that you bring to him is like a young child coming to his loving father, bringing that request, and that father says, yes, I want to help you with that.
Yeah.
Like, we have a loving heavenly father. We have a resurrected savior making intercession for us to that father. And when we come to him with a situation in our life, maybe it's a relationship. I don't know what you're going through, but we have dead areas in our life that need to get resurrection power breathed on them.
Yeah.
But if you want to experience that resurrection power, you got to bring that request to Jesus. You got to say, God, I can't do this on my own, and I need your help.
In Luke 11, the disciples asked Jesus, how should we pray?
Yeah.
And Jesus tells them a story.
Yeah.
And it's a silly story.
Yeah.
It's a man has some friends come over at midnight.
Yeah, and he needs some bread.
And he needs bread to feed them because they're hungry, and he doesn't have any. So he knocks on his neighbor's door at midnight.
Yeah.
Asking for 3 loaves of bread.
Hey, give me 3 loaves of bread.
Now, I did a poll on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I asked them, have you ever been in a situation where you needed 3 loaves of bread from your neighbor at midnight because friends have visited? Raise your hand. And I had one person raise their hand between 2 Sunday morning services.
Yeah.
That they have found themselves in that situation. And that's not a situation we find ourselves in.
No.
So why does Jesus tell it? Because it's not relatable.
Right.
There's real reasons to that, that he tells it. At midnight, a man is asking from his neighbor 3 loaves of bread. It seems silly.
Yeah.
Essentially, one of the reasons Jesus is telling this story is, no matter how dire or desperate the times may seem,
yeah,
dark it may be, still ask your heavenly Father,
come on,
for what you need. Even if it seems silly and inconsequential to the times we're living in, there's
right.
War and famine and pestilence and sickness and disease, and we're hungry and we're poor. And Lord, you know, I want to pray for safe travels as we drive on our family vacation this week.
Yeah.
That's not a silly prayer request amidst the midnight hour.
Nope.
That the Heavenly Father wants to hear your voice.
Come on. Come on.
That's really what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Man, that's good.
We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Friday.
Best day of the week besides Sunday.
Besides Sunday.
And it's a good Friday.
It's a good Friday.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.